everyone. Welcome to Joycast, and I am your host, Joy in the Morning. Hope all of you have had a great day today. I know I have. Kind of went outside and just took in some sun. I always feel like when I do that, I'm like the lizards in the backyard that just come out to bask. So I found myself basking today. Anyway, want to welcome you again, and if you're tuning in today, I had a whole other episode planned, but like you know, things change, and so it's changed a little bit, but we're going to be just fine. So today my message for you is about trust. I know that's a really hard thing for a lot of people, is trusting, and to really trust the Lord sometimes is even harder because we can't see Him. We have to do it by faith, just knowing that He's there and just trusting in Him. So let me get to my message. So a few days ago, it was actually the first day of spring. Spring just does something to me. I know if it does something to you, but I want to clean and purge and cut down, and this was my mood that day. So I hadn't really been in my backyard all winter long, and so I opened up my back door, and I went back there and just started kind of assessing all of the weeds, and things were overgrown because we had such a good rainy winter. So I get my clippers out, and I'm kind of getting my backyard ready for Easter Sunday. I have family coming over, and it's always really special for us. So I wanted to make things beautiful. So I'm back there just blasting my music, taking in the sun, and just going to town on the vines. And I even cut down an apple tree. This tree's been here since I moved in almost 5 years ago, and it's never given me one apple, not even one. So this year I said, it's got to go. It clears my view. And so, yes, I did that on the first day of spring. And so while I'm back there, I have one corner of my backyard that's roses, and they come in different colors. And it was really overgrown. And anybody who does roses knows roses. You have to cut them really almost as far back as you can. Sometimes it looks like you mutilated the whole rose bush, but that's the proper way of cutting them back. So as I'm sitting there and I'm clipping, the leaves are green and it's really overgrown. And right in the center, there was one yellow rose. And it was just so beautiful. And it was only one. But for me to really do what I needed to do, it was going to require me to chop it down. And I was like, oh, I really didn't want to. But I had to do that in order for the bushes to be the best that they could be. And so here I go. I kind of clipped around them, and then I clipped the rose. And as I clipped it, it kind of hurt my heart a little bit. It fell to the ground. And immediately, the Lord shows me a message in it. And He told me that sometimes it's what He has to do in our lives. And last year, I was going through a really tough time, and I was coming out of it. And I remember there were days that I was begging for a different outcome. Some days I even pleaded with the Lord, like, Lord, just please do this and do this and do this. I thought that it was best for me. And as I look back now on last year, I see that there were some things that just couldn't stay, that He had to cut them back out of my life. And sometimes, whether it's a habit, an addiction, a relationship, whatever it is, those things cannot come where we're going and what the Lord has planned for us. And He showed all of this to me just through cutting down that gold rose, the yellow rose. And I was so awestruck, and I was like, wow, Lord, first of all, in everything I do, I see a message. But this one really ministered to me. And I had have to say, Lord, thank you that you didn't answer all of my prayers at that time. And just like the rose bushes in the backyard, it had to go for the greater good. For the greater good of what God has planned for our lives. And so by cutting those things out of my life, as painful as it was for my greater good, so that he could have full access to do what he wanted to do in my life for my goodness, but for his glory. And that's what it's all about. And so
did you know? I just was reading this real quick. I looked up the meaning of a yellow rose. Do you know what it means?
What is it?
It means joy. I just had to say that really quick. Because I was like, I know there's something symbolic about yellow roses.
Wow.
It means joy and friendship.
Oh,
so I just had to throw that in there real quick.
That's Koban, y'all. You know, my partner. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it could have been a pink rose or a red rose. They're all different colors. But that the one rose was a yellow rose. Wow, I love yellow roses now. So getting back, again, I was thinking about my own, you know, my own experience with the last year. And now that my heart is restored and my mind is restored and I'm in such a good place, I can see what the greater good was for. And although, again, it was so painful, and sometimes we hang on to those things like for dear life. We don't want to let go. We carry them with us, even though they're painful, even though they're hurtful. We carry them around and we kind of own them and just carry them with us. And the Lord is saying, like, no, please just trust me in this. And I remember him telling me that, just trust me, Joy. Just trust me. And I would be boo-hoo crying and sometimes on the floor on my face, not understanding why I was going through this very thing. But the outcome was I learned to trust him in everything. This situation had changed my life so much that I was going to have to trust the Lord for provision, trust the Lord with my heart. I was going to have to trust him in every aspect of my life. And so looking back, him having to cut those things out, I could see now how it was for my greater good. And I'm filled with joy because I didn't lose my mind, number one. I didn't lose myself. I was able to get through it with his help. Couldn't do it by myself. But he got me through. He brought me through. And today I'm in the best place that I've ever been. Ever. My life is peaceful. I met somebody super special. Have a great relationship with my children and my grandchildren, and I'm in a new church, and I love that. And so I can look back now and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for cutting those things out that I was not willing to do. And so again, today my message is trust. And like the gold rose, it had to go, as beautiful as it was, as much as I loved it, I would love to have just smelled it and watched it full bloom. But it had to go for the greater good of the rest of the rose bushes. And now I'm excited because I know it's probably going to give me 100 beautiful roses. And so, again, that is my message for you today, is about trusting the Lord to cut back all those things that cannot go with us where he's taken us. And so I encourage you to have a conversation with him. If you don't know, talk to him. Ask him to help you. He'll show you how to do it. And it's not like trusting people. People will let us down. Sometimes we have unexpected expectations of others, and then when they can't meet it, we're disappointed. And number one, that wasn't really fair to them. But the Lord doesn't do that. And so if it's been hard for you to trust, you can always reach out to me and I'll help you. And so, yeah, Glad you tuned in today. I'm glad I did this. It's going to be short. But I just want to say, have a beautiful weekend. It's Easter weekend, Resurrection Sunday. And it's actually, tomorrow is Good Friday. It's 32 years since the Lord reached down and touched me. And I gave my life over to Him. And let me just tell you that my life's never been the same. It's changed for eternity. And so that's my message. I want to tell you the joyful part.
I do have three questions for you, though.
Okay.
Before you end. So during this situation that you just talked about, how hard was it for you to initially be able to put your trust in God, to just be able to just give up and just give in and put your trust fully into Him?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. And because it wasn't the first big thing that I've gone through in my life, because I had gone through other situations in the past where I knew that I could only trust in Him. I knew that He was my only source to get me through the things that I'd gone through. And so this one, I already knew how to do it. So it came quite natural because of the experiences that I had faced before.
Well, that answers my second question, which was just going to say, moving forward, was it easier for you, like as different situations that you faced, was it easier for you to trust God to get you through?
Absolutely, this round. But the first one in 2016, mm-hmm. because my life had completely just turned upside down. And when you experience something so mind-blowing that there's no other place to look except up. And that's the only thing I could do was reach out to Jesus and let Him pull me through. So this time around, I was like, if He did it before, He's going to do it again. It made it easier. Yes. So for the joyful part of it is, I look back and I know that the Lord is always with me, like His word says. He never leaves us. He doesn't forsake us. He's with us through the good times and He's with us through the bad times. And I'm just so grateful that I came out of it. And I am. Who would have ever thought that I would be sitting here today, 1 year later, doing Joycast? And my life is better than ever. And so, yes, my trust is in Him alone. In Him alone. And that's my message for you today. I hope you get something out of it. And I just wanted to say this. I'm going to end my podcast with this. Don't be afraid to cry. Crying is a good thing. We've always been told to not cry, to suck it up. But I want to tell you that crying is therapy. I cry probably maybe once a day, and I don't apologize for it. And there is healing in tears. And so I love you. I can't wait to see you. I'll see you next week. And this is Joy. Take care.